In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Center.
President Hage Geingob is accused of marketing Namibia instead of fixing what's wrong at home. Policies are not in place and most certainly not for investment. But Geingob behaves as a roaming ambassador instead of delivering decisive leadership. This is according to the Independent Patriots for Change's national chairman, Brian Black. He adds that the civil service is bloated, but that the needs of these workers need to be attended to. For this, leadership is needed.
Namibia will do so much better if we can have the type of leadership that our next door neighbor is demonstrating. Botswana, for instance, in all, apart from the fact that they have a lean cabinet and they live within their resources, just to assist the people of Botswana, the government of Botswana have announced a reduction of VAT from 14% to 12%. This is leadership to us. And what has been lacking is that we continue seeing our president becoming a roaming. We have so many ministries advertising or are supposed to promote Namibia abroad. Now the president has joined that trip. He has become a roaming ambassador. He's constantly on the road traveling, looking for investment, but nothing is coming because our policies at home is not right. We don't even have clear policy on how we're going to incentivize people who put up manufacturing plant in Namibia. So instead of managing the country properly, making sure that the laws are placed, incentives is first in place, and before you start sending people to market Namibia, we're doing it the other way around. You know, you don't climb a tree from the branches. You start climbing the tree from the roots, from the bottom, from the ground. And that's what this has been lacking. So finally, I'm not too convinced whether the president is really doing it because of his care, but we must welcome the fact that finally, hopefully, somebody has spoken some sense to him and that he has start to realize that it doesn't help for him to be a roaming ambassador while the country is burning. And a lot remain to see whether Namibians will have or experience the necessary leadership to lead the country out of the crisis of a roaming civil servant strike, which will cripple the economy of this country. The strike is not in the interest of anybody. It's not in the interest of the country. It's in no one's interest. And I hope that common sense will prevail and that justice will be done. But we can't expect civil servants to work for peanuts, especially the three biggest gift to Mother Nature, the nursing and the teaching and the police service. That our people are underpaid and they are being asked to tighten the belt, but the teachers and the nurses and the police are seeing that those who are in leadership are also not tightening the belt. They continue roaming like fat cats, looking after themselves, mismanaging the resources. And these are the type of thing which is not convincing in leadership, which need to be addressed. There is damage control that need to be done. The question is just whether we have the necessary leadership in order to do the necessary damage control. But we need serious damage control. Yes, we do. I just feel that it's important for Namibians not to be fooled. That's not true that there is no money. Our country is rich. We have various resources. We are in a position to look very well after our people, but we must learn to live within our means. We can't have bloated cabinet. We can't afford a bloated civil servant. And we need to make sure that, you know, we employ the right people for the job and not just comrades for the job.
In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Center.